The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's Good Thursday. Thanks for joining us. We, of course, are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. As always and through the years, that's Desert Financial Credit Union. And I sincerely appreciate Jeff Meschi and their support. As we continue to do this, year number 13 of Bang Along. I'm just going to chat today. Put guests off to the side because there's some things that I feel like I want to get out of me. I am bothered by the fires in LA, and it does impact sports. That's not the most important thing, obviously, when there's so many people that have lost their homes and you just kind of feel helpless. Me growing up in Southern California, that was not my area. I was down in San Diego County, but have friends. I've checked in with friends. I saw the story where Gary Hall Jr., the Olympic swimmer, lost everything. I heard Billy Crystal lost things. It's not like that is all high-end celebrities. There's apartments and there's people that are just trying to get by. And so I'm bothered by that today. I wish there was more that I could do, and obviously I can't. And you look at it and you say, does anybody know how to pump water in or right alongside the ocean or all those things that you say from 500 miles away and don't really know what's going on? So I'll just leave it at that. In terms of the sports stuff, tonight I will be watching Notre Dame and Penn State. There's this idea that Notre Dame is hated. It's true. But are they hated as they once were because they haven't been good, like on this stage, for a long time? There's not a Lou Holtz who rubs. Some people loved Lou, some people did not. Marcus Freeman seems like a very likable guy that the NFL has pursued. Notre Dame's locked him up with a long-term contract. Meantime, you have James Franklin and Penn State, and watching Penn State play, it's kind of meh. It's kind of like their uniforms, meh. If you went to Penn State, doesn't make you happy. It's just how I feel. Feel like Notre Dame is a team that is playing with, they lost to Northern Illinois. I remember sitting here with John Wilner saying, they're still in the playoff, right, John? Because it's Notre freaking Dame. Feel like Notre Dame's a team tonight. Tomorrow night, I got to believe it's Ohio State rolling Texas. And this is not a slight towards Arizona State at all. Watching Texas ASU, I looked at both teams and said, okay, it's a Cinderella story. Both teams are very good. Are they able to go to a level of national champion? I just didn't see that. I didn't. And I especially didn't see that out of Texas. Sam Leavitt was the better quarterback than Quinn Ewers last week. Just so we're really clear about that. The fact that Sam Leavitt is staying here and is leaving money on the table, in my opinion, says a lot about Sam Leavitt. It's my understanding that Kenny Dillingham and the Leavitts went to dinner earlier this year after a game, and that the conversation around that dinner was the future. And their thought is, from my understanding, people that I trust and respect, that why would we leave Arizona State where we have a great setup, we have a great offense, our kid is in position in the room to be the guy. ASU, I'm sure, is going to make a Heisman pitch, which they did not do for Cam Scataboo this last year. And then it comes down to the dollars and cents. If you're going to sit here and make money, you could make a lot of money if you just keep playing like you're playing and get yourself ready for the NFL draft. So I'm not surprised that he stayed. It's the business side of it is fascinating to me in this NIL era. It just is. I got friends in my circles that are pushing family members or people that they're associated with to go chase the money and do whatever it takes. And I'm, God bless them, but you want to make sure that you don't wake up one day and you've got a kid who's saying, why the bleep did I do this? Why the bleep did I do that? What did I want to do? What did I want to do? So, you know, the college scene, what changes could be made to the CFP has been a big topic of conversation. I tend to look at where things are for both Arizona and Arizona State because, you know, the Big 12 is only going to get one bid every year. That's just how it's going to be. So you've got to be able to beat out Deion Sanders if, in fact, he stays at Colorado. know, the Raiders' job is open. We're not doing any celebrations here that Antonio Pierce got fired. That's just part of the NFL. Antonio is going to be just fine, from what I understand, from where the decimal point is, even though he decimated this place. So the people are wasting energy on Antonio Pierce firing revelry. I mean, come on. He's being paid a boatload just to get out of there. So that's the college scene. I watched Arizona State last night. Excuse me. And they didn't – They played well with Kansas, given the fact that they had a short bench last night. And one of their best players, Josan, did not play. Sanon didn't play. And they were right there with Kansas, and it just looked like they ran out of gas, from my view. Went on the road, tough place, tough environment. Kansas just wore them down. And the final score of 19-point difference, I don't think it's indicative of how close that game was until late. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I think ASU is a team that deserves to be in the NCAA tournament. Right now, Joe Lunardi has them as the very first team out. I think you've played a very tough non-con, and now you're into the Big 12 season. A win last night would have gone a long ways on the resume to saying, okay, you're in. Meantime, Arizona has not been good. And then they went on the road, and they took care of Cincinnati and West Virginia, two ranked teams. Made some changes on the bench. The Tommy Lloyd is not Lute Olson crowd was starting to show up a little bit. And it looks like they've turned the corner and they figured it out. They have USF on Saturday, and ASU has a game at home against Baylor on Saturday. So two home games this weekend for the college basketball teams. On the other side, I want to talk about the Suns a little bit and where they are. We'll do that next. I'm Brad Sussmat. Welcome back. So on the website right now, sports360az.com, the Bleacher Talk crew is up. If you've not seen Bleacher Talk, it's on our high school platform with Jordan Spurgeon and Claudia Collins. Eliav Gabay is part of that as well. There's written content from John Wilner, some video content from Jordan Hamm. And we're just very Arizona-centric. That's what we're about. And we have a lean. I'd say we have a lean on the college and high school end, because it is underserved, and it's not just about who the best player is. It really isn't. There's always a story behind the story. I will get into the Suns because there are people, in my circles at least, that have grown tired and weary, kind of like watching the Suns play. They look tired and they look weary. Now, there's a lot of different ways to go, from my view, on this deal with the Suns. A lot of different ways. And when they signed Bradley Beal and the contract, the way that it was announced, sounded like, okay, this is a pretty in-depth deal. I never looked at it, so I'm not surprised to see that he has complete control. Or as he said the other night, I control all the cards. The team has to come to me. That's a great attitude to have, right? That's what you want. Somebody who's saying it's all on them to come to me. Bring it on, man. I can tell you, no, I'm going to just stay here. And, of course, when there's press conferences, everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, and then the business side of it takes over. Am I in that position to believe that Kevin Durant is 100% happy being here in Phoenix just based on his track record? You'd have to say no, based on his track record. Right now, the Suns are a game out of the final playoff spot. Devin Booker doesn't look like Devin Booker. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker played last summer in the Olympic Games. It's more mileage on their bodies. So when they come back here to the States to their real job, you got to find ways to give them breaks. And then things happen. The injuries happen, the ankle sprains, the this, the that, the load management without saying it. So the Suns are just hard to watch. That's the only way I can put it. They're hard to watch. The NBA is a product. You know, the other night I sat here and watched the Philadelphia game. There were 73 pointers when I finally shut it off. 70. And I'm watching basketball all over the place. And what game was I watching last night? I think it might have been the Kansas-ASU game on the college level. It's a one-on-three, and the guy pulls up for a three-pointer and clanks it, chips the paint off the rim. Like, what are you doing? That's not how Naismith invented it. We don't care. We just don't care how many, but there are people who are like, oh yeah, we just want to see, we want to see threes, we want to see dunks. I don't like watching the Suns play because it's just not fluid basketball. There's stuff that you look at and say, that's not the Devin Booker that I remember. And all the hype and buildup around their offseason acquisitions, how has that exactly worked out so far? I mean, really, how have the big three worked out so far? Remember all the way back in the day, you know, the Suns had they had their big three when Penny was here. And those of us that have been around longer than a nanosecond, remember that there's been this like marketing push always, backcourt 2000, there it is. Backcourt 2000, this is going to be the greatest. No, it was a train wreck. And so I'm looking at this right now saying, okay, you have Atlanta tonight. They won last night up in Utah. Trae Young, unbelievable three-pointer at the buzzer. But they played last night. So when I hear about, well, it's back-to-backs, okay, you should beat Atlanta tonight. Then they play Charlotte. They lost at Charlotte the other day. Charlotte is one of the worst teams in the NBA. But they beat the Suns, who are one of the worst teams in the NBA right now. Then the Suns go on the road to Atlanta next week. Their road trip takes them to Atlanta, a bottom part of the Eastern Conference playoff race right now. Not a bad team. They're around 500. They go to Washington. Washington stinks. Washington always stinks. Then they go to Detroit. Detroit stunk. They're getting a little bit better this year. But look, if you have a bunch of stars on your team, as we've been told, and you believe the problem is Yusuf Nurkic, like, we're going to trade him and that's going to solve all the ills of the team? I just don't see fluid basketball. I just don't see a team that has much chemistry at all. You fired a coach last year. I'm not saying fire the coach this year, but these are the times where you look at new ownership and say, okay, how are they going to handle the bleep storm? Because that's what we're in right now. We're in a bleep storm here in Phoenix. Are they going to be able to handle, is he going to be one of these guys that blows the whole thing up and says, we need to start over? Look at what Oklahoma City has done. Oklahoma City bottomed out, but they are set up now. Like, if you watch Oklahoma, I watched OKC in Cleveland last night. It's really good basketball. Really good basketball. Very much in sync. Players that enjoy the game. You know, when you hear about joy of the game and Jimmy Butler and that nonsense, that's just contract talk. I'll give you joy of the game, increase my decimal point. I'll be very happy. That's how it works. All right, that is it for today. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. We will be back on this channel tomorrow with Total College Football. I'm Brad Sussmat. Have a great day.